Hello, everyone. This is me, Samuel, and we got Chris Free. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So, everything working out okay on film production stuff?
Yep.
So, in what regards did you see off of Fox? What kind of content did you say you've seen again? And if you could repeat it back to me.
Well, earlier tonight, there was actually a Tucker Carlson show. There was another guy that actually was filling in as the host. I don't have the information. I read the name, but I'm not familiar with the particular host. But they were doing a segment, and he had put a post down there. He was talking about the judge who actually signed off on the Trump warrant 2 days ago. And he was actually slandering that person. He took, there's a meme site, there was a picture, somebody had photoshopped a picture with, and took an Epstein out, put a picture with the judge at Epstein's place, and I think it was with Gisette or Giselle or Gisette, whatever it is, the one, Epstein's ex-girlfriend. And he was just pretty much a slander, which is, and right now you're basically, you slander different security, you put him as a bad person. And, I mean, we don't know his true character or anything like that, but the thing is, there's, you put an association with, you said, you know, that's basically trying to make him out to be a pedophile. Yeah, which is a no-no. So you're basically slandering defamation and character right there. So
yeah,
that you're gonna put his life in danger with a lot of. It's right now everything's on high. There's a lot of violent chatter the last couple of days.
Wow, there's just a lot of things going on. So yeah, I have a lot of things going on too. I've been doing photography here lately. You've seen some of my stuff in the newspaper, you said, right?
And yeah, then you've seen a. There's Gary and the other guy that he actually performs with that's originally from Bermuda.
Yep.
What is that guy's name?
His name's Jay Fox.
Yeah, see. There was actually an article come up to him.
Jay and Gary, or
yeah, both of them. They got.
It doesn't. Songs. It doesn't mention their drummer or anything, or.
No, it was supposed to just mention the two.
But yeah, there's this ad that come in the paper, and it has my name at the bottom of it where it says photo editing by Samuel Wolf Flynn at the bottom of it. So
actually, that different article didn't have you mention it, just says submitted photo or photo submitted.
Right.
There was an ad the other day that had actually that you took there is that.
Yeah.
Actually,
what I am for them and the band is I'm their event photographer and personal photographer. So that means a little bit of both. Like, I go to their events, do photos, and that would also mean I go to, like, their studio and do, like, a whole different album photo or do a poster photo for them. You know, something like that. That's what that's really, the thing that that's what that's categorized under. So I can do either or. So, and that's what I do. But anyhow, I've been busy with that, and I've been. You can look them up. They're Rising Up Band Official on Facebook. And it should be Rising Up Band Official a Rising Up Official, something like that on Facebook. It should be the Rising Up Band, and it should have all four of them there with the poster and everything. So, and then that's all I have on that for right now. And then I've been doing my own photography and stuff and putting more content out there, you know. And also blogging a little bit. But I want to also thank Gary Nash. He bought me a silver, you know, solid sterling silver necklace and cross both. And he bought that for me as you know, to say thank you for helping us and all that. So, you know, I don't know how much it's worth. I haven't got appraised yet either. So, but I wanted to tell you about it. And that was very nice. And I thank Gary Nash for buying that for me very much. But I want to also say it's a gospel music group. That is what they are. And I like gospel music myself. It's soothing and relaxing and things like that. I've heard a couple of the rocker music, and I know what, and headbanger music, as they call it. yeah, it's not as soothing, and it's very, you know, sometimes you want to get off of that channel and hear something soothing for a change sometimes, you know? So, not a lot, you know, not a lot of headbanger stuff, you know? But I know what you're meaning, you know, there is that, but I just, you know, I just can't believe I got that opportunity to do that. I was so happy I heard about that. I thought, man, this is a career changer here. So it is, and it's been one for sure. Yep. You still do some photography?
Yeah, still doing video stuff, video production. I haven't really been pushing up. I've been working a lot. My regular job this year, being short staffed at work, been working off a lot extra hours this year and there, but and that.
Right.
Right now, I'm just got. I'll actually, I'm just gonna save up right now and get me a new camera. Hopefully, the end of this year, first part of the year, I'm gonna get upgraded my camera system. So
that'll be good.
Yeah, especially I've been doing a lot of these videos for the last year. I'm still working on a lot of production with other people, but a lot of times, you know, they have their own camera system and stuff for other kind of stuff. So I just need basically to create my camera, especially more for, you know, events and these video-centric stuff.
I gotcha. Yep, I know what you mean. I did post a music video for Gary on YouTube, and the YouTube and Facebook. Well, YouTube, it's got 200 and something views right now at the moment. So I didn't know that until the other day, but that's cool. So I am no longer using a Nikon D3500. I am using a Canon 7. What did I say it was? Canon EOS 7 something?
T7.
I'm using that one. And it's the same specs as my Nikon. That's why I got it. Other than that, you know, that's, you know, I wouldn't have done the investment, but that's mainly why I was like, no, I want to try Canon out for a change. Some of the features that Canon has is very different than what a Nikon has, that's for sure. It's very different. So, I guess.
Yeah, well, Canon, well, upgrades, you'll be there looking at a couple of campuses.
Yeah, Canon.
I'm probably looking at possibly, like, if I go up the Sony side, be like A74, the A7 Mask Mark III, which is equivalent to A7 Mark III. There's the video side, which is it's more geared towards the video possession, but that's the FX3. Then from there, you start really getting the expensive camera shows around my price range. Then skipping over to the
you're looking Canon, about for a good
Canon R6 that has the new one that's been up for over a year and a half or so. Then you have a new one that just came out from the Fuji side. You know, that, as well, that's more of a hybrid camera as well. I'm not looking for as much as the Panasonic did. I really like the image and stuff coming out of the Panasonic, you know, the GH6 or the S1H, but the autofocus is just not really, it's one of the big weaknesses and stuff, too.
What about, yeah, I mean, I prefer Canon.
Do a lot of bent stuff that,
I prefer Canon, but, or Sony, one of those, but they're really good.
Yeah, the thing is, Canon and Sony are a lot better with their autofocus. And when you're doing a lot of, that bent stuff and autofocus, when you're doing a lot of narrative script where you have takes after take, yeah, that you can get away with a lot better more with the manual focusing and stuff, but, or getting focus pulling and stuff like that, but it's really different depending on what kind of production you're doing. Really, that,
right.
If you really need that autofocus, or do you get by with it?
Right. The manual focus. Sometimes you can use the green screen, like I did for a photo shoot, and that actually come out really good in the paper too. That same photo that's in the paper is also the poster that was in the paper with my name on it and things that was credited at the bottom. Well, that same one is the one I used a green screen to make it look, you know, look like these four band members were out on the beach, and it does kind of look like that.
Yeah.
It does really look like
that. I've worked on a film production, you mean the green screen. I've really worked on a huge amount of green screen. I worked on a couple of music videos, and there was another shoot a special effects shoot that I worked on. We did some stuff in front of a green screen.
But the green screen is used in video and photography both. It can be used for that.
Just going back in the old days of film production, they shot movie mm-hmm. films, it was still used now.
But one thing that you cannot do is wear green. You'll camouflage into the green, literally.
Green screen and blue screen are practically the same, it's a little different. You know, they're also known as chroma key.
Mm-hmm.
So on a blue screen, everything blue, it's like wiped out, so you can't wear anything blue. And a green screen, anything green, you're wiped out. So a lot of times,
or yellow.
Physical, there's actually, I don't know if you've ever seen these making of these movies sometimes. So they'll have a guy wear a green screen suit. And it's a whole suit, and the person that's wearing it's all green. And you can do things in some of these bad stuff that. Like, I saw this one ball just fly back and forth, and then this person on the green screen, and they're doing different things. It was really neat. and just some of the effects and stuff you can get just from wearing a green screen suit too.
What kind of photo or video editing software do you suggest?
All right, there's different budgets, different things, and again, when you go on PC side, you have Avid, which you have Premiere Pro, then you also have the Blackmagic. I might go blank right now. Not the Midnight.
You have Adobe as well, Adobe Photoshop. Yeah. Adobe, what is it? Adobe something else. I think it's, I just know it's Adobe Photoshop is what I've known it as.
Yeah.
You got that. That's one thing. And the Adobe Photoshop is really good. I use it myself. That's how I do a lot of my works. That. So is Photoshop Elements. You know, I've not really too. I've been wondering about. Do you know how to use Blender? That's like animation.
The big ones that you're gonna see a lot. Any professionals really use a lot of professionals. You have DaVinci Resolve, which is now came. It was more of a. Originally started out more of like color correction, but now it's coming as a full fledged. Video editing software now?
Oh, Hit2 Film Express. I downloaded that onto my computer.
But the software you just mentioned there, those are more amateur tech software. Hit. Yeah, on the professional realm, you have DaVinci Resolve, which is made by Blackmagic, which they also make Blackmagic cameras.
Right.
You have Premiere Pro, Adobe Premiere Pro, which is part of their whole Adobe suite. Then you have Avid Media Composer. Then you got Final Cut Pro, which is actually Apple software. Those are your years ago, which is still around, but it's not used by much. You have Lightworks.
Yeah.
And that's another one that's probably the most least used of all the major ones.
Okay. I like my Adobe program. It does a lot of good.
You show a few things like Sony Vegas, more of their own kind of pro shit. You got some bad people and some lower end people that still make a living that use Sony Vegas. Then you got a bunch of amateur software where a lot of your hobbyist people. Of course, there are some people that are making a small living. Small type stuff, while the amateur hobbyist enthusiast softwares, but if you make money on top of you're consistent, so you're professional still, basically you're constantly making money, but even that's there's people that make money, make a living off, full-time living off of a lot of amateur equipment, so.
Right.
You got people that are talented people out there that really push out sometimes. Back in the day, when I first started getting into film production, you literally had to make, I worked on music videos where we had thousands and thousands of bucks. Budget, we're shooting on 16mm film, and we work on a feature film that's $25,000-$30,000, but practically the whole budget went into the film and the film transfer over to videos it was literally just the film itself was most of the budget. A little bit for, paying people and, that food.
Right. I know what you mean. Me and Chris has been in some films ourselves. I've been a background extra for a while, and then I had one small part in a film. And that's that. Actually, I was a background.
Really look at, I've been in this industry, started on television back in high school, doing work for Tennessee Tech University's their sports, doing basketball games. So from that time at around 91 to then, I got more into doing film production itself. My second semester at Columbia College in Chicago. So my first year before I changed over to majors to film video, I was doing musical theater and dance. I gave up that up going to film production. Got my first balance dream back 2 years ago. So film production itself, I've been actively since '94. So 28 plus, you're looking at 28 years. And I've been working it. By the time you add the television, over 31 years industry.
Wow.
And I'm right now 47, so.
Yeah. I noticed that on Twitter.
A lot of these guys went out of film school now.
Uh-huh.
If I gave you a film camera, which there are so, so few people up there shooting on film anymore. Yeah, most of these people were like, have no idea, like, oh no, like, how do you shoot this? This definitely not, you know. I give professional camera where it's not what you see is what you get. No, it was not like that.
Well,
I can give you literally, you know, still a lot of professional lights, and I can give you a film camera, and I can give you the and you can light the same way, and I give you a film camera and that video camera. It may look great lighting on video, but you're like, when you get over to film, it's like, unless you really know what you're doing, it's like, you're like, uh-oh, the overexposed or underexposed. Or,
right.
You may be overexposed or underexposed, or just that you may not have an image, like, unless you know about f-stops.
Right. Yeah, I think that that's good. That you wanting to go to that route. You said something about the Sony A7. What now?
Well, a couple of the cameras I'm looking at. I love them still. Well, back then, over 10 years ago, that it started out, especially your Canon, 5D Mark II, and all these other DSLRs, the whole DSLR movement. Now you have the, what they call mirrorless cameras, which is, a lot of people know that there's actually, if you open up a DSLR camera, there's a refractive mirror what's inside your camera body there. If you look under the, pull your lens off and look inside the camera.
Right.
That's your DSLR where you got, and now you got these mirrorless cameras where a lot of times the camera are a lot smaller because they don't have that mirror. So just because the camera is smaller doesn't mean it's, you know, worse than the camera. Still, a lot of times the new technology, you're getting a better image out of that smaller camera than those big old bulky cameras. Because of that one thing, because of that mirror. So now they're calling these mirrorless cameras, so. Well, those mirrorless cameras that look. There's still a lot of them are photography centric, where they're a lot of the features are more photography first, but they add the video so it can shoot the same. For example, you have the A7S3. There's another A7S3. A7S3 and the FX, you know, 3 camera.
Mm-hmm.
And those two cameras are actually they're literally the same camera, but just on the hood once before. You know, video.
There was this app, and it was a good one, too, for going on lives and stuff. It's called Periscope.
Oh, yeah. Well, the FX3 is the, and up until recently, they were practically the same exact camera, you know, as A7S3. But uh-huh. They added more features that made the FX3 pretty much way better. Where a lot of people know the FX3 the other day has now officially got approved as an official Netflix. If you were shooting for a Netflix TV show or movie, if it's an official film or television show, or you have a whole list of certain cameras that you have to shoot like 90% of your whole movie or TV show with. That'd be one of those approved cameras. Mm. And FX3 has gotten approved as an official Netflix camera. Now, A7S3, the video coming out of that is pretty much is exactly the same, except there's a new codec that they put with the FX3 that A7S3 doesn't have.
Right. Now I've heard that
you can. Pretty much the same camera. One, it's going to look like a photography camera.
Right.
And the FX3 is a cinematography.
Hold that thought.
You can still take photos with the FX3.
Hold the thought. I thought at one point that your cameras could connect to like social networks like Periscope, Facebook, YouTube, and a couple other networks. But is that possible still with these professional cameras?
Some of your cameras you can. All right. There's different cameras you have. Some cameras you can put an HDMI out, feed out to a switcher or some other type of thing. Then you got some have, you can have an actually hook up to a computer or another device and stream that thing out. So there's ways to stream certain cameras, some of the newer cameras out there. You know, some of them use these cameras as a streaming device.
Right. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen that at church. So I know what you're meaning. Yeah, I just thought I'd ask because I've seen that before, but I don't see it much on my cameras or anything like that. I haven't seen that, so I don't think my cameras are compatible, or unless I'm not looking at the right thing, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not using it really for streaming. I'm using it for projects and certain things and doing photography work, really. But your experience with photography, so. What I was going to tell people were pexels.com. If you look up Samuel Brooklyn or, you know, on the web, you'll find my pexels.com profile. And there should be an area where it says statistics, live views, 129,856 people or views. It's got the last 30 days been 814 views, downloads 3, and then all time downloads 3,600 downloads. I mean, let me rephrase that. 129.9K views, downloads 3.6K downloads, likes 24 followers. So that's what it says. So the